Dreamscape presents Culture Smart Japan by Paul Norbury. Narrated by Peter Noble. Introduction. Japan is often thought of as a faraway country, where they do things differently. And this is indeed true. The Japanese have, for example, a unique language not shared by any other group of people, and a unique religion, Shinto. But for a combination of reasons, including the ease of international travel, the impact of global trading, and the internet, Japan is becoming increasingly Western in its norms, expectations, and way of life. And its young people welcome that. Japan today participates more widely in the international arenas of sport, music, food, fashion, design, robotics, R&D collaboration, overseas aid, and soft power diplomacy than ever before. In 2020, it'll host the 32nd Olympiad. However, despite this pursuit of so-called modern living, the core values of traditional Japan, a sense of duty rather than of rights, the pursuit of harmony as an instinctive need at all levels of society, and respect for each other throughout life and not least in old age, endure. The visitor should be aware that notions of uniqueness also endure in the Japanese psyche. Japan is one of the most pleasant and safest countries to live in. It has one of the best medical infrastructures and enjoys the longest life expectancy in the world. Japan functions mainly as a consensus-based society. But Japanese genius and eccentricity point to an unexpected strand of individualism. Perhaps most importantly, what appears to be the innate aesthetic sensibility of the Japanese is evident everywhere, in their literature, arts and crafts, gardens and buildings, design and technology. Yet there's a striking paradox here that the visitor needs to prepare for, viz. The sprawling ugliness of metropolitan Japan that manages to challenge all the senses. Beyond the current preoccupations of faltering economic growth and concerns relating to security and climate change, shared with much of the industrialized world, Japan today finds itself engaged with other issues revolving around the so-called modernizing government of Prime Minister Abe Shinzo, looking to restore Japan's national pride, its economy, and its role in the world, all in the context of a declining and rapidly aging population. Abe's sweeping victory in the upper house in July 2016 virtually ensures an attempt to change Japan's peace constitution, including the article renouncing war, which will be put to a referendum. Nevertheless, regardless of Mr. Abe's political agenda, Japan's democratic foundations are solid. Furthermore, its economy is the third largest in the world, and it remains one of the most attractive and secure destinations for investment. It continues to excel at innovation in technology and the new sciences, and is among the world's largest funders in research as a percentage of GDP. It may be unrealistic to suggest that the Japanese economy is going to return to its former glory in the near future, but given its historical resilience, both in terms of managing one of the world's most challenging natural environments and its capacity to embrace change, Japan will surely continue to be a major player on the world stage. The resilience, coherence, and consensus-based structure of Japanese society, once seen by some as a country where nothing changes, are increasingly regarded as virtues in a world of accelerating change and instability. This new updated edition of Culture Smart Japan will guide you through Japan's shifting social and cultural maze. It provides information and insights into people's attitudes and behavior, and practical advice to help you discover the brilliance and charm of this complex, rich, and dynamic society. Chapter 1. Land and People. Location. The Japanese archipelago, situated in the North Pacific to the east of Korea, consists of four main islands: Hokkaido,